This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In their party will grow as Republicans turn to Washington after this last week of angry town halls. I believe the odds are very high. We will keep the ACA. It will not be repealed.
Wow. To keep or not to keep. Chuck Schumer, the longtime liberal senator out of New York City, says this is going away. But I don't think he realizes, or maybe he does, it's mathematically impossible at this point because the votes stack up in favor of repealing the ACA. In fact, a new poll was just released as we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, from the McClatchy Maris survey that was just pumped out. Here's what we found. 20% say the health care law should stand as is. 38% want it changed. So it does more. 7% say they wanted to do less. 71%, here's key, want the Obamacare provision preventing insurance companies from denying coverage to those with pre-existing conditions to remain. I think everybody feels that way, okay? I don't care what your politics label, whatever, is. I think we all agree. We don't want that. But here's the thing. Do you want, when you cannot afford health insurance and then you pay a tax, how are you feeling about that? 78% back a rule letting kids stay on their parents' health plan to 26. 71% want federal subsidies helping lower-income people pay for health insurance to remain. 45% think a mandate requiring us to purchase health insurance should be legally required. 50% want it eliminated, and that's what I talked about. We don't want that tax. Getting taxed for not having mandatory coverage because it didn't do anything with a lot of these health exchanges. In fact, because there weren't enough people in some of the health exchanges, they had to topple them. So the thought behind that just did not work out. So I say to you, should there be a massive change, America? Healthcare is personal. It's what's in your wallet. How do you pay those premiums? How many people are on your policies? Are you sick? Are you healthy? Do you go to the doctors a lot, or do you avoid the doctor because you can't pay for the care that you know you need? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So push the polls aside for a minute. Where do you stand on repealing the ACA, a.k.a. Obamacare? Where do you fall? Anybody think we need to keep this playbook around? The most people that have been on Obamacare in 1 year is around 11 million people. The health insurance companies have changed. We've seen the premiums shoot up. Right? I think the only holdover that most people say, agree on is the pre-existing conditions, because then people aren't turned away theoretically. I think Chuck Schumer needs to realize that the numbers are not in his favor. There are just too many people who are too frustrated by Obamacare. It will not stand. Something else is coming down the pipe, but what is that something else? That's the key. What is the something else? Something better. Now, we talked about competition before on this show, right? it works in other industries, and you can say, well, health insurance is different. I don't know. I would take my chances on that versus what's happened. I mean, and trust me, I have friends from all walks of life, friends who have been with companies, engineers for a long time, and even they have problems with their health insurance. What used to really cover all the kids and cover them, not quite as good as it used to be, and a little more expensive. But they still feel lucky that they have the coverage that they have. Then I have friends who are entrepreneurs. And it's a struggle to maintain, even if they're doing okay and they have people that they want to cover. I have a friend who started a company from scratch. It's like a $4 million company now. One of the people I admire the most in my life. She's raising two kids, a single mother, and she started this company that helps a lot of people. And she wants to help her employees. They keep penalizing her. She can't get great coverage. It's ridiculous. And they keep upping the amount that has to be charged to the employees. And they're caught in a very weird, strange place. And I've heard this from so many others. You know, without a doubt, small business and innovation and entrepreneurs are the backbone of our capitalistic society. If we want to thrive, and not just survive, if we want to thrive, we have to not be strangled in crazy, asinine red tape. The frustrations of what rules and laws are tangled and mixed together and get shoved down our throats when we're running businesses sometimes is ridiculous. And rules that should be there or laws are not on the books. And healthcare is a bad one, because if you have a small company and you care about the people that work for you, you treat them right. They're loyal to you. You're producing something. You're part of a community. And yet, what do you do? How do you ensure the people who work for you, you can't afford to? Then they're thrown to the wolves, and they have to fend for themselves, and they've got to get insurance, and the insurance options are outrageous. The amount of money that you'd have to pay to get coverage that you used to have, but you can't even really get anyway. What is the deductible? It's crazy. I've said this many, many times on this show. But, you know, my great-grandmother used to say to me, I used to think she's crazy. I would go and see her, and I really loved her. But I'd go and see her, and I'd sit with her on her porch. And she'd say, do you feel good? Are you healthy? She always asked me, Catherine, are you healthy? I'd be like, I'm 17. I'm in great shape. Why does she always ask me this question? Because she knew that if you have your health, you have everything. And especially these days, before you could go and get checkups and you weren't worried that there was going to be 1 cent left to pay any other bills by the time you left the office. If my great-grandmother was alive today, she would be so sad for my family and for the struggles of so many of you out there who just want a fair shake. Is Chuck Schumer right? Is this not going to get repealed? 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I feel like a barracuda when I talk about healthcare. You know, this is personal for me. It's personal. I'm telling you, I have surveyed my family. I have surveyed my neighbors. I really have found only one person that says, eh, my healthcare is okay. I have a friend. I'm just going to tell you a quick personal story, then we're going to the phone lines. I have a great friend that's known me almost my whole life. And she worked her way up the company ladder. She works for Premier. She lives on the West Coast, and she makes a really good living. She has earned every penny of that really good living. And she takes care of her mother. Her mother lives with her. And she, my friend, has decent health care, but decent means they pay 80%. She had this weird thing happen when she was out watching a television crew somewhere, and it had to do with diverticulitis, or, you know, the whole nonsense with your stomach, and had a gallbladder thing, and it was like, I want to say, it was like 20 grand, and she had to pony up 10 grand, and they're like, where's your credit card? Do you want to make payments? 10 easy payments to have that gallbladder taken out. And she was stunned, because she worked her way up that company ladder, and this is a good company with lots of employees all over the United States, but they cover 80%, and she feels fortunate they cover 80%. All right, let's go to Edward in Washington. Hello, Edward. How are you?
You mean Everett.
Oh, Everett. He said it. He wrote Edward down, so I thought it perhaps was someone new, so I apologize. Hey, Everett.
I was going to say, don't worry, mistress. Trump will give you health care.
Yeah. Just something we can afford that makes sense. How about that? Remember, you know what? Here's the funny thing. Everett, I guarantee you can relate to this. Now, I don't care if you work a blue-collar job, a white-collar job, whatever job. If you wind the clock back even maybe 15, 20 years ago, when you go for a job, benefits used to be, and you used to laugh it off, oh, we have great benefits. Yeah, of course, everyone does. Now, it's like, okay, show me those benefits. What does it look like? Give me the breakout for it. What are the schematics? What do you pay? What do you cover? If I lose my liver, what happens? You know, I mean, it's crazy.
Well,
a la carte.
You can't have the government doing a monopoly on health care. You
know, no.
You got to go back to the old way where insurance companies have a competition and everything where, you know, you got Regis Blue Cross and all this other stuff around. You know, it's not working the way Obamacare is. It's ridiculous.
It's not working. It's not. And the competition would push down. It would force that there would have to be. Whether it's price wars, whatever you want to call it, I would take my chances there versus what we've seen in the last, especially the last 3 or 4 years, because it's gotten worse.
And on the lighter side, you're from Texas. Have you heard anything about Tony Romo getting traded in?
Are you kidding? Tony Romo? Here's the big place where I really think it's a serious possibility, because Brock Osweiler, the quarterback that was with Denver, that made a ton of money, over $75 million, to go to the Texans, he's really struggled. So the rumor is, and I have a good friend that covers the Texans, and they feel pretty good about the chances of getting Tony Romo, so that's the big rumor that'll go there.
They must have a big salary cap then or something.
Yeah, they got some room. They got some room. Well, there's a way to maneuver around that contract, so I think that's what they're talking about. We'll see.
Well, at least they didn't go into Denver. I don't want to go there. And my Raiders just kill him anyway. So
that's funny. That's the big. Thanks for that, Everett. That's the big off-season question. Quarterbacks, of course, are the glue of the premium, and there are a couple of teams that could use a good quarterback. The problem with Tony Romo is I think he's a great quarterback. His numbers are huge, but his injuries are huge too. And so if he's like a China doll, one hit and who knows what happens. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Hey, Tom.
Oh, hey, Kate. Well, you got to me quicker than I thought you would. You caught me off guard.
Lucky.
Hey, how about that? Happy New Year. This is the first time I've spoken with you, I believe, this year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you so much. I hope everything's going well for you. I hope you and your family have a great year.
Yes, thank
you. Are you doing anything with basketball as far as giveaways?
Yeah, I'm going to do, because I really hoped somebody would nail the score during the NFL season, but we're going to do March Madness.
Great.
So as we get closer, I'll announce that, because I am steeped in March Madness, definitely. Oh, yeah, we're going to have fun with that. So maybe someone will nail some scores there. Once we have Selection Sunday, then the 2 days after Selection Sunday, we'll start doing that.
Hey, I wanted to mention how sorry I am for the woman who lost her son. I wanted to thank her and her family as well for that tremendous sacrifice and let her know that she's not alone. I've spoken with so many people who feel like people who are here legally following the rules just are not being treated properly. You know, I so often become upset when I hear pundits talk about immigration, but fail, and I think willfully so, to make the distinction between legal and illegal immigration. And I think it's an important point. It seems as though they're trying to make it so that the law breaking of being here illegally is something that we should just ignore and it's not a big deal. But yet, that is the genesis of what leads to the necessity to do other illegal acts to support the original illegal act. And it spirals out of control, and it affects all of us. Here in Maryland, we pay, it's estimated, I just read a report the other day put out by the state, close to $2 billion a year because of illegal immigration. And that's not even counting the additional estimated $50 million for crimes committed by those illegal aliens. And I heard, and I'll leave you with this, I'd like to hear other callers and how they feel about the situation as well. I heard several folks being interviewed, and they were queried on how they feel about the folks still waiting in line. Now, this is of interest to me because my grandmother came here from Czechoslovakia and, and did so legally. Now, what their family did to get the younger folks here was they waited many years to save money, and they let about half the family come here and immigrate to America because they certainly didn't expect to be given anything. So the family pooled their funds. The older folks, half the family, had to stay behind. And it was a very tearful event, I'm told, as the younger folks left with all the pooled money saved from the rest of the family. That was a big sacrifice they made. And they were very thankful that they could do that, but they knew there was cost involved, not only emotionally with, you know, basically tearing the family in half, but in order to support the ones who were coming here. Yet that doesn't seem to be an issue. It's as though you get here and you get stuff. That is just so anathema to my way of thinking. I'd like to know how other folks feel about that.
Yeah, you know, Tom, great points, and I'm right there with you. My family, same thing. I've heard the stories about my great-great-grandmother and what they had to do to come from Ireland and doing the same thing, where some had to stay back. They had to save up the money. They came in. They went through Ellis Island, had to come over that way, and did it and waited and waited and waited and went back and forth. So I agree, and I do make the distinction. I say it all the time on the air that I've known people that have been waiting in line for a very long time to get to the United States and have spent every penny they can to for a lawyer, for the documents being filled out, to just dot every I and every T and cross everything in between. And the problems with illegal immigration has pushed some of those people further down the chain, too. So how sad is that? All right, stay with us. We're going to bounce back to that conversation after our guest. Our next guest is unbelievable. Can you imagine? I'm just wanting you to think about this for a second. Can you imagine having your brain peeled open because you've got to have brain surgery? How scary is that? But you're awake during the procedure. There's a reason why. Dr. Stieg, next.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
With us on America Tonight. He's a world-renowned neurosurgeon. He's the chairman and founder of the Weill Cornell Brain and Spine Center, absolutely the leading neuroscience patient care center in New York City. And I cannot believe what we're talking about. I have talked to so many people I know about this, and I know they are tuning in to hear about it. How about brain surgery while you're awake? Wow. And feeling no pain because the brain apparently doesn't feel any. But the expert is with us. So, Dr. Stieg, thanks so much for coming on. And it just doesn't seem right to say, hey, you have brain surgery and you're awake and the brain doesn't feel any pain, but you're the expert. So tell me how that's possible.
Well, I mean, you summarized it. The fortunate part is that we keep you asleep and we use local anesthetic agents while we're getting there, meaning for the skin incision and for the bone work. But fortunately, the brain itself doesn't have any pain fibers. So when we're working on that, we can keep you awake, and there are specific reasons we can talk about why we have to do that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Why do you have to do that?
Well, many times there are lesions in the brain, tumors or vascular malformations that are located very close to what we refer to as eloquent parts of the brain. And by that I mean the parts of the brain that are important for speech and for motor function. So we do have functional MRI scanning, which helps us determine preoperatively whether the lesion is in or close to those areas, but that is not a completely accurate science. So we choose to do the surgery awake, and then when the patient is awakened at the time of removing the lesion, we can stimulate right around where that tumor, that vascular malformation is, and determine whether that's important brain. If it is, we have to change our tack and go in from a different direction.
So while you're doing this brain surgery and maybe changing your tack, that kind of stuff, the patient is, are they fully, they're fully awake, right? They're aware of what's happening, and are they conversing?
Fully awake, fully, they have to be. Fully awake and fully conversant, because we're assessing, while I'm operating, the patient is under all the drapes, and under the drapes, which are lifted up by certain rods, so that our neuropsychologists and anesthesiologists are right there, and they can interact with the patient, and they have conversations. We have them do formal kinds of testing, like reading complex sentences, counting, and then we just have a specific dialogue with them. While we're taking out the lesion, they'll just keep small talk going. If we're working in something like the motor cortex, we would have the patient continually moving their toes or squeezing their hand and moving their arm.
Well, how do, when you tell patients that, what's their reaction?
It's mixed. You know, some of them, by the time we've gotten to the conversation about doing the operation awake, they fully understand the importance of having to do that. I've shown them the MRI scan. I show them how close the abnormality they have is to that important part of their brain. And obviously, they don't want to lose any neurologic function as a result of the surgery. So, they're willing to go through it. Obviously, nobody really wants brain surgery, so they enter the conversation with a fair amount of trepidation to begin with, but then they understand it.
Yeah, so once they understand that, do they realize, I'm wondering, is this a trend? How long have you been doing this, and is it, more surgery without kind of cutting?
This has been going on for over 50 years. It's the trend now has been to do more awake craniotomies or brain surgeries, because what we have learned is we used to think that there were very specific areas for speech. And now we've learned that throughout specific parts of the brain, even though speech is located in one particular area, refinements of your and my speech patterns can be distributed throughout areas of the brain. So we really want to be specific to try and not hurt a patient in any way.
Yeah. So if you say for over 50 years this has been happening, but it's still, for a lot of people new hearing this, because as you said, who wants to have brain surgery? And it's always shocking when someone hears that and then going through what you have to go through to get yourself ready for it mentally. I wonder how the practice overall of brain surgery has changed, because obviously you're at the forefront of all of this. It's been incredible advancements, right?
Well, I think the advancement of the functional MRI scan has actually, to a certain degree, eliminated some of the cases that we would have done awake. We can get the functional MRI scan and see that we've got several millimeters to a good centimeter of space between what we consider the lesion and what we consider functional cortex. So in those scenarios, if we can offer it to the patient, we'll say, let's do this asleep. But the electrodes that we use and the micro instruments that we use are all significantly better just in the 30 years that I've been doing it.
Yeah, so especially talking about the MRI and the advancement there, when that's obviously part of the planning. What else goes into the planning and trying to make the decision of whether we're talking about a patient is going to be awake or they shouldn't be awake?
It depends upon the lesion. If it's a vascular malformation, we may need to do an angiogram. And sometimes if this vascular malformation is close to the speech cortex, we may do what's called an amytal test, where we put a drug into the arteries and see whether they lose speech. There are multiple techniques that we use for really trying to refine the functional areas of the brain. So that has all made this a much more specific science over the years.
Yeah, specific science. That's what makes me wonder. Are our brains basically designed and kind of built the same, or no, they're completely different, or some are different?
They're pretty similar in the sense that the things that we're worried about from a functional standpoint, so we always know where the motor cortex is. So it's in our posterior frontal lobe, and the two dominant areas of speech, one area is in the inferior frontal lobe and one is in the temporal lobe. But as I said earlier, those are the dominant areas, and they're usually, in terms of speech, it's usually 97% of the patients is on the left side of the brain. In those rare circumstances where patients are left-handed, the speech cortex can actually be on the right side. But again, it's the intricacies of our speech patterns and that's why we have to map these things out. And it's very important in seizure surgery and, as I said, in the resection of these vascular malformations and brain tumors.
Yeah, so when you go in and you do this, and you're someone who's done this so much, when you look at the procedure, is it more or is it less riskier than surgery?
The reason for doing the awake craniotomy is to make it less risky. If I feel that there's any risk, as a patient I just saw today, I feel that the lesion that they have is very close to a specific part of their speech cortex. Rather than take the chance and me go in with them asleep and unable to test them, I will talk with them about doing the surgery awake. So in essence, it reduces the risk for the patient, but it temporarily increases the anxiety. Again, I'll state, however, that most patients, as long as the surgery doesn't go on too long, you have about a good 4 hours. You can take it on longer, but then it gets a little bit uncomfortable for the patient to be laying in one position for that period of time when they're awake. But they really tolerate it quite well.
And I wonder for you, it's got to be, you know, it's like we talk about what are the rewards for what we do for a living. And I can imagine that it must be incredibly rewarding for you to see what's happened with some people's lives after the procedure. I'm sure you've got a couple of cases that just really stick out in your mind. Is there one where you said, wow, this is one of my proudest moments, and I love the way this patient came through. Was it the first time you did it and was successful, or when would that be?
Oh, gosh, I remember we all start with a simple case, fortunately. So my first neurosurgical case was quite simple, but there was a proud moment when I had finished my residency and gone on and done it all alone. Just this past week, operated on a police officer that had a massive, thank God, benign brain tumor that was wrapped around her brainstem, which is basically the Penn Station of your brain, where everything comes into your brain and goes from your brain down into your spine. And when the patient wakes up with no neurologic deficit, they leave the hospital in 2 or 3 days. It's obviously a satisfying feeling. Yes, that's extremely fulfilling, and thank God with the refinements in surgical techniques nowadays, it happens much more often than it certainly did when I first started my career.
I bet. What does a brain surgeon do for fun? How do you relax?
I love to play golf, I love to play tennis, and most importantly, I love to spend time with my children.
I love that. You like my two sports, too. They're the best sports. You just got to swing away, and you feel better.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You got to make a living doing that.
Dr. Sieg, thanks so much. You can check them out, wildcornellbrainandspine.org. We appreciate it. You have a good one.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Like you. Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, we're swinging back into it here on America Tonight for our final turn for this hour. Wow, Dr. Stieg blows me away because of all of those operations. He was talking about the what you can do with the brain. It's fascinating to me, and it makes sense of why you'd be awake if you can be awake, because you can communicate, and then they can know exactly what's happening with a very complex but amazing part of our being and what separates us from animals, because we have a brain. And boy, and I've been invited to see what that's like live, and I can only imagine. I'd just be afraid that I would pass out when somebody's skull was open. So I don't know that I'll be doing. I don't know that I'll be doing that. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay, listen. I got a couple, three jokes for you, but Sally, you're in our thoughts and prayers, and God bless you, baby. And dittos, I feel the same way you do, kid. And Tom, ditto on you as well, brother. We feel the same way in our little mind here. I'm tired of these slums getting away with murder, and I'm tired of these illegal immigrants coming in here and crying, oh, it's our country too. Bull, get your ass out of my country. Okay, now for the joke. What do you call a cow who's confused and cannot figure out what to do? What kind of milk does she give?
What kind? I don't know.
Okay, milk of amnesia.
Oh, I wish I had thought of that. Milk of Amnesia, that's great.
Okay, these two little kids are playing in a crib together. One of them turned to the other one, and they're doing baby talk, which they could understand. And one says, my mom says she's going to take me to the doctor tomorrow, and they're going to circumcise me. And the person says, oh, God, I had that done when I was 3 days old. And he says, did it hurt? He says, well, I don't remember, but I couldn't walk for a year.
That's good.
Okay, now, these two giant grizzly bears were up on a front porch of a beautiful log cabin up in Montana, and one's name was Bob, and the other was named Larry. And Bob says, now, Larry, you're not going to believe this. You see this little thing right here? He says, yeah. He says, all we got to do is just push it, and in a few seconds, dinner will appear. He says, oh, come on now. He says, no, watch. So they pushed it, and it went ding-dong. And then the door opened. Goldilocks was standing there, and he says, see? Lunch.
That's good. You made me laugh. Oh, those were good.
I'm glad.
Yes. Thumbs up.
Tell Izzy, sometime this week, I will retell the joke of foot, and make her happy because I know she wants to hear that feet joke, as she says.
I like it. Feet,
so you get her on the line, you tell her to, okay, to call in and stay on, and I'll call in.
I like it, and you'll call in and you'll tell us that joke.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye.
I love it. Thanks, Dan. All right. I like the... Milk of Amnesia. That's a good one. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Sounds like you need to go to that brain doctor.
I know. What did he say? I can't remember. No, I thought that was good. Milk of Amnesia. The cow that forgets.
Locks, but I
yeah,
love
that was
Dan.
Good.
What can I say? I love Dan's jokes.
His jokes are good.
For you.
His jokes
I ain't
are good.
Got no jokes tonight.
No jokes.
But I could tell from the beginning you wanted to stay on this medical thing.
Yeah.
But I just want to point out what I called in. I want to give you the four main topics so you can kind of look at it. And everybody else out there can look at it. So when I call in and talk about it, y'all understand it. The first topic, Ms. Michelle Obama, her interview last Monday with Jimmy Fallon. The second one's shadow government. The third one is the DNC candidate elected. And last but not least is a man called Leo Hahn. Y'all look into that. Now the
Leo
problem,
Hahn.
Now the problem that we have with our health care, okay, is not the free market. It's not really the free market problem because that was pretty much destroyed back in the mid 60s. Now, where we have to start is with tort law. That's where we have to start, at the state level, and then the federal government reinforces it with regulation. Because
yeah.
As soon as we can strip the doctors of their license and they can't practice in other states, you'll get a good doctor. Because right now, you don't know who you're going to get, because you couldn't even keep your old doctor if you like your old doctor.
Yeah.
And you're literally, in some states, subject to butcher because the torts have been rewritten because of malpractice insurance on all these doctors because they don't care. They want to retire at 40 on a golf course with $1 million income. It's the problem with the insurance companies. Take them and destroy them. Take the doctors and tell them do your job and do it for 60 years like anybody else at a reasonable wage. After all, Kate, if you would have even listened to the brain surgeons, you know what they are. They're practitioners.
Right.
And the more they practice, that's what they do, is they're just practicing on you.
Yeah.
From patient to patient to patient.
Yeah, that's true.
The next time you do get a doctor to call you, just tell them, hey, I'd like you to live up to your Hippocratic Oath. And teach me for free because that's what it says in your Hippocratic Oath. And that way I can learn to do your job. And you'll be able to go do that for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Hippocratic Oath. They're obligated to teach you their practice at no charge.
That's true.
Verbatim. And that's why when you call, you don't get a doctor on the phone.
Oh, I know. Because
you
don't
get
a doctor.
For nothing. You get
right.
fixed for nothing.
I know.
And I'd love to introduce you to the doctor that delivered my mom, because he rode around in a horse and buggy.
Love it.
And he delivered babies. And he retired very good, even though he worked up into his 70s. There's a true doctor.
Yeah,
you
don't get them.
You're getting butcher shops.
You are.
And unless you're somebody that's of notoriety or a senator or something like this, or, you know, I mean, even the military's not getting good care. Look at the VA's problems we've had that they discuss. I hate to tell all America what my problems are. They'd feel so sad for me. I don't know. But, you know, I don't put my burdens upon other people, and I'm not about to. But start with tort reform and give the power back to the people, because tort laws are for the lower class people so that the upper class don't walk all over them.
Right. I mean, you make some great points, and, you know, especially the doctor deal when you're talking about that, it's not like it used to be. We had a doctor growing up, Dr. Anderson. He didn't have a horse and buggy, but he might as well have, and he knew us, and he knew what was wrong with us. He knew our family histories, and now you don't get that. You're right. It's
well,
all part of that.
I could evade to another topic that you're just talking about. When the Irish came over here in the 1900s during the Industrial Age, most of them signed a 2-year commitment before they were ever naturalized to work for factories, indentured
right.
servant. And that's
right.
the same thing as slavery. So, you know, slaves talking about, well, we were oppressed. You don't know how many Irish people were oppressed, and they didn't have health care. They had to worry about losing arms and legs in factories.
Right.
And then once they did, at 13, 14 years old, they were thrown out on the street just to die. And you are part of that heritage.
I know.
Your family up there in the big city of New Jersey and New York, especially New Jersey, where all the factories are
right.
in the 1900s. I mean, it's pretty oppressive. But, you know, when you start taking the natural order of the laws that our forefathers put here to protect the small people of the world, you're going to destroy
it. You're right. It's all about that research and digging, and remember what got us to the point, the moves that made us into where we are now in the United States. Grimm makes some pretty good points. He was very grim in that call. Absolutely. But I get it. I do. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. See you again soon.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.